Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we are going to ask a trivia question. Today's trivia theme, miscellaneous trivia. We like to keep it miscellaneous. I kind of jump all over the board here. In our next segment, we're hoping to have Alex Bieda, who is a San Francisco native and U.S. Berkeley graduate. And he's got some really great contacts in the sports world. We'll let him tell us about that. Mike, you were talking about a little bit of baseball and a little bit of football off the air.
Yeah, but I'm also talking a little about college basketball as well, because it's heating up. March Madness is around the corner. And as you probably know, and our wonderful listeners know, I have been, how do I say this, not too happy with the play of the teams out in the West, the West Coast, et cetera. And I have a tad bit of good news to report that I'd like to share with the entire world today, including my two wonderful hosts here. it's called a tease. So I don't want to tell you what it is yet. But so there's actually one Northern California team that's finally making some noise. And that's all I'm going to say.
And Russell, you and I are excited. Well, Mike is too, I'm sure, because he's still a Bay Area guy, even though he's living outside the state. Boy, Jimmy Butler sure turned things around for the Warriors, didn't he?
Yeah, and a lot of people were not anticipating him to be a good fit. A lot of people were thinking the Warriors were settling. They didn't get, they tried a lot of other options. They even tried to get Durant, and none of that worked out. And now it looks like Jimmy Butler is the perfect fit for what they really needed to energize them and give them.
Well, it's interesting because he's kind of on the tail end of his career, but he's sure playing like
that. Curry and so is Draymond, and maybe all of them together can get stuff done.
All right, stay with us, audience. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell and Russell Jackman. Guys, you know, last time I don't think we talked much about the Luka Doncic AD trade. And
well, I know I didn't talk about it last time.
Yeah, you were on assignment, as they say. I can't believe that the Mavericks would have traded Luka Doncic, because AD seems to get hurt a little too much, and which he did again.
Well, right now I'm not entirely sure it's a perfect trade for either team. Yes, Doncic has had a pretty good last couple of games, but when he arrived, he was certainly not in shape. And there's a lot of talk that he's unhappy with the idea that he won't get a Supermax contract from LA. And that could cost him over $100 million over his career. So if we're talking Sports Econ 101, there's a chance that Doncic doesn't even wind up re-signing with LA after this year is done, or after his contract is done. I think it's after one more year.
I got to say that, I was thinking about you the last few weeks, Russell, while you were on assignment, as they say, because it's so funny. When the Warriors got Buddy Hield, I was all excited because I knew he was a good shooter and a good player. And you told me ahead of time, when the first time I mentioned that, you said, he can't really play defense, blah, blah, blah. And it's like you were like the master, because it's amazing.
And I love the Jimmy Butler trade from the beginning. So I must know something about the Warriors.
Yes. Yeah. And the players, not just the Warriors, not just the team.
No, it's a team I care a lot about.
You should call Steve Kerr and ask for an original job.
But, yeah, I'd like to see the Warriors make a push. Some of the young players, like Podemski's playing really well, they're getting a lot out of Guy Santos and from Quentin Post. So it's been like a lot of and Moses Moody has been the other big, revelation for this team. And without Andrew Wiggins, that's sort of addition by subtraction. I'm not saying Andrew Wiggins wasn't talented, and you're welcome to him in Miami now, Mike. You can go watch him play over, in Miami now. But I thought that he just didn't want it bad enough. He doesn't have the intensity of Jimmy Butler and the fire to get to the line and make a couple key free throws.
He couldn't make layups. That would always frustrate me.
He wasn't good at it.
Yeah.
No, and he just didn't have the intensity. And I thought he was going to lose a lot of minutes anyway when Kuminga comes back. Now, that's the big question here in the Bay Area, is Kuminga or not Kuminga? And how do you fit a guy like that in when everything is working so well? How do you take minutes out from a 5-1 basketball team? Yeah. Michael, how do you deal? Yeah, how much time does Kuminga get?
I don't know. I want to talk about Luka in a second, but I'm not too excited about the Warriors. I mean, look at their record, 30-27. They're in ninth place in the Western Conference. I mean, how can you really get too excited about this team?
I'm being 5-1 is how you get excited about it. Uh-huh. It's not what the record was. It's the fact that it's their 5-1 since Jimmy Butler came.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't think this. I don't even think this team is good. They might make the playoffs. They might.
Yeah.
I just don't think this team's that good. I mean,
it's only to be four games separating them.
I'm a Warriors fan. I like the. I grew up the Warriors fan. I just think you have to look at this team overall and the depth. Statistically, they're okay. But
they're the top 10 in defense, which a lot of people don't realize. A lot of this, again,
that's one category. I mean, they don't even have a top scorer in the league. If Steph Curry is like the top 3-point shooter, that's it. That's it. When I'm looking at the stats right here, I mean, it's just not a lot going on.
Well, let's see how the next few games go with Jimmy. Because again, he really did try to spark the turnaround.
Yeah, we're gonna pound Charlotte into the dust, I'm sure, tonight. So, they'll likely be 6-1 after today.
So. And Mike, you said you wanted to mention something about Luka?
Oh, I mean, you and I talked about this last time. One of the big knocks on him, and I think Russell just kind of briefly mentioned it, is the fact that, there was a knock on by, even his head coach, Jason Kidd, that he doesn't take care of himself,
He's getting overweight.
Yeah. How many NBA players actually gain weight during the season? Well, not a whole lot.
Yeah, but it's amazing. And let me interrupt ourselves for a minute here, because I believe our guest, Alex Beda, has joined us. Alex, I think you're still on mute, but if you get off mute, it would be awesome to hear you and see you. So we're going to let you – we're going to continue on. And, Alex, when you can get off of mute, that would be great. We'd love to get your both audio and video if you can. Let's see. It's funny to think about the guy who gains weight during the season. I mean, that's a lot of projection, though, right? Like, got to watch out for this guy. But if he's still performing well.
Yeah.
When you're off due to an injury, it is hard to, gain some weight because it's hard. That's true. He couldn't really practice because he had that calf injury for almost 2 months.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah. And again, not bringing it Warrior centric, but that's a big question about Kuminga. Do you just throw him right into the mix, even though he's been out for a couple months? Or do you have to slowly integrate him in? And if so, whose minutes does he take? Everyone's playing so well. It's such a hard choice for Kerr to make. But I trust Kerr will be able to figure out a way to do it. Sure. And, getting back, I think some teams in the West are certainly struggling that were playing well, including Wembanyama. How about the discussion about Wembanyama and his shoulder? I don't know if you guys had a chance to talk about that last week. But that was stunning news as well. But, that young guy who is going to be the face of the NBA is out for the season, and who knows what his future is going to be. Now, other players have played with that blood thinning medication to avoid the blood clot, but there are other guys who have had to retire, like Chris Bosh, from basically the same malady.
Apparently, they say his is a little bit different, but still, it's still pretty significant. But how about those Cavaliers? Bunch of young guns, and holy smokes, they're kind of taking the league by storm, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they would be my choice to represent the East over Boston. I think it's going to be Cavaliers Boston Finals.
Yeah,
and let's not forget the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're playing a heck of good basketball.
They just lost to Minnesota,
including the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets are a team.
OKC just lost to Minnesota after they had a 25-point lead on Minnesota in the third quarter, and they lost in overtime to Minnesota.
Yeah, that's
so
that's,
I'm not a believer in OKC.
Well, I mean, you got to believe it. But their record doesn't lie. 46-11. Sorry, 46-11 does lie. I mean, and every team has a collapse. The Warriors have been down by 35 or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So you got to look at this a little pragmatically. I mean, listen, I hope the Warriors get a chance. I love what Steph Curry said recently. Hey, we're a team, and you know, a couple of his teammates, we believe in this team. We think we can win another chance. We know we're going to win another championship.
Yeah, love that.
I don't know. It was we talked a lot about the All-Star game last week, and in particular how bad it was played and the format was awful. And the only exciting thing about it was the dunk contest. The kid out of the CBA or the CBA.
No, the 3-point contest.
The G League player was great.
Yeah.
The 3-point shootout had some drama to it. I actually went to the festivities here in San Francisco. So I actually went to the Moscone Center and saw the NBA Connect stuff.
Hey, yes. Hey guys, really quickly, here's our first trivia question here. Which is the largest internal organ in the human body? All right. That's our trivia question. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell, Russell Jackman. Our guest is going to join us in about 3 seconds. Let's first answer the trivia question. Which is the largest internal organ in the human body?
I know what the largest organ is. I don't know. Well, I'll just say this.
The skin is the outer one, but in
I'm going to say it's the your intestines.
I don't think that's considered an organ because that's not the answer to the.
It isn't.
No.
What the heck is it?
Well, it's not a thing.
I got the answer, but I can.
Okay, Alex, go ahead.
It's how's it going? I know this because I have intimate history with this with my family. It's the liver.
The liver.
Oh,
that's correct. Okay, and who is that?
Right.
Well, that's Alex Bieda from Element 23. Now, I'm going to read a little bio here. Alex is a San Francisco native and Berkeley graduate, where he majored in business administration and had the privilege of anchoring the 400 relay team alongside NFL stars Marshawn Lynch and Justin Forsett. Alex began his career in sports marketing in 2014 and founded his own influencer and sports marketing agency, Element 23, in 2015. I'll have to ask him after I finish reading it, how he got to Element 23. Since then, he has led award-winning campaigns for some of the world's largest brands and most iconic talent, including, okay, I'm going to read the ones that we all like know about. Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, Conor McGregor, Kareem, everybody knows that, Floyd Mayweather, excuse me, Mike Tyson, Debo Samuel, Joe Montana, Richard Sherman, Carmelo Anthony, Drew Barrymore, Megan Fox, Tim Brown, Alex Smith, Hunter Pence, Russell Westbrook, Jerry Rice, Alicia Keys, and many other Grammy, Oscar, Olympic, and MVP winners. Hey, Alex, welcome to Sports Econ 101.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Sure. So first of all, how did you come up to the name Element 23?
Took a lot of brainstorming power. I'm a big Michael Jordan fan, was born in 84. So my childhood was NBC basketball with Bob Costas, watching the Michael Jordan Bulls with Scottie Pippen and BJ Armstrong and that whole fun era of real basketball compared to what we got today. and we're a marketing agency and, you know, we create different types of campaigns based on what a brand needs. We went back and forth on ways that we could incorporate the number 23 into the agency's name. Went on, you know, whole creative thought process, and the 23rd element I'm gonna blank on it, but it's an amorphous metal that you can actually change. The 23rd element, I know this story a million times. 23rd element is it's vanadium.
But yeah,
it's a malleable metal, right? So if you think about what a marketing agency does, you know, you're creating different creative campaigns for a brand, and so we heard it one time and it stuck.
Okay. Now, how did you get all the people who I mentioned? Because it's very varying. I mean, you've got MMA fighter and basketball and boxing and football. How did you get all these people?
Yeah. So when we created the agency, we were at a small tech startup in San Francisco. Brett Favre was actually involved as a kind of like a co-founder, and we were creating a social media platform to compete with Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And it was, the intention was to create a sports-focused ecosystem where you could talk about sports. Three topics that typically push your audience away at the time: sports, religion, and politics. We wanted to create one where you could just talk about sports without being judged. You know, I go on rants about the 49ers losing clutch playoff games all the time, and sometimes that offends my followers. They just want to see pictures of my 8-year-old playing in the snow. They don't want to hear me go on rants about how the 49ers blew it again. So the idea at the time was to create a social platform around sports where you could just feel safe talking about, you know, whatever sports topics you wanted. And that company partnered with guys like Conor McGregor and Patrick Peterson and Richard Sherman, a number of soccer stars, David Luiz, William from Europe. And I was brought in to run sales. And, you know, the goal was to help monetize the platform. reached out to a bunch of brands. They were all very interested in working with the talent, but not so much the platform that we were building. I then realized that you can be a liaison between brands and all the talent in the world. If you can provide the creative services and help the brand kind of put together campaigns that suits their, you know, game launches, if it's a gaming company or if they're trying to promote a different line of clothing. We worked with Ali Raceman on an awesome campaign with Aeropostale in our early days to promote their Seriously Stretchy jeans. So we don't rep the talent. We work with them on the brand side, and then we go and procure the talent and plug them into the campaigns that we work on.
So like someone like Hunter Pence, well, I'm trying to think of like what his brand, you know, like what is.
Yeah. So Hunter is a wildly, you know, entertaining, very engaging social media platform. He's a big gamer. Okay. And so for Hunter, we plugged him into a campaign. It was actually with Megan Fox, Steve Aoki, John Cho from the Star Trek series. And we had him in a round table just talking about their love of all things gaming and Star Trek. Typical gamer, who's a big gamer as well, was involved in that campaign. And we get him around. We create a bunch of social snippets, and then they throw it on their Instagram and their Twitter and Facebook accounts, and creates engagement for the brand and drives awareness for the game and gets people to download the game and play the game. And, you know, that's what we do.
Oh, cool. Good, Mike.
Yeah, Alex, but,
yeah,
Hunter
was great to work with. Was that?
Alex, I got to ask you this very profound question. You worked with the Fox, Megan Fox.
I
definitely think she's a fox.
Yes.
And, although I think she's married with that Machine Gun Kelly, she's gone way down ever after she married him. And
I think they broke up.
Okay. Well, I liked her in her more innocent days, beyond when she was on Transformers. You know, that was good. That was the Megan Fox. You know, there's something special about her. But do you get to actually have much interaction with these folks that you work with? And what are some of the personalities that you have to deal with, and do things ever get a little interesting just for the sake of storytelling?
I got to maintain positive relationships with these agents, regardless of how things might have got entertaining or a little uncomfortable at times. But yeah, of course. I mean, you get to know a lot. I mean, Patrick Peterson, I've worked with him a lot. His marketing agency is one of my best friends. We spent a lot of time together at the Celebrity Golf Tournament in Lake Tahoe every year. Richard Sherman as well. I was actually just with Patrick at Media Row in New Orleans for 5 days, and he was amazing to work with. And he had, you know, he hosts for Sirius. He had a number of amazing talent on air with him: Deion Sanders, Joe Montana, Jameis Winston. Just Kenny Chesney was on air, I believe, with him. Yeah, I mean, you deal with all types of personalities. You have a campaign timeline. You hope that a post goes live at 7 in the morning, but you get a text from the marketing agent that their private jet hasn't landed yet and they can't post on time, and then that throws off the entire campaign because waiting on that for the campaign to kick off. You get crazy requests for hair and makeup artists, demanding $5,000, $10,000 for a skit that you're recording for 15 or 20 minutes. There's a lot of crazy requests. Certain things that they want in their bedroom.
They don't have egos.
No, but I mean, look, they all have brands to maintain. We're very fortunate that we've worked with some of the biggest names in sports and entertainment. They thrive on presenting themselves a certain way whenever the cameras are on. And as an agency looking to bring that to light for a brand, we're always looking to appease them. So,
gotcha. Hey, really quickly before we go to a break, what was it like to, because I read this in the beginning part, you were the anchor for the relay team along Marshawn Lynch and Justin Forsett. That must have been a pretty, guys, you specifically must be really, really fast.
I think I have a bobblehead here on my desk that's as fast as white guy my wife got for me for Christmas many years ago. I grew up in San Francisco. I was a multi-sport athlete, played soccer, lacrosse, basketball, baseball, tennis, everything. I went to a small high school in Marin County that did not have football or track. And kind of as like a senior project, the school promotes the final 6 weeks of our senior year to kind of find a passion for something. My wife did like sushi making, which Branson.
I was going to say that because I guess they don't have football. That's true. Yeah,
they now have sevens, but in 03, they did not. Although we begged the athletic director, Al Endres, who's a longtime Redwood coach, one of the iconic coaches in Marin County history. Yeah. He was the assistant AD at the time. And he said, Alex, if you want to start a track team as your senior project, go ahead. You got to get 15 kids to sign up minimum for me to, you know, order the uniform. So we walked around campus and we got a bunch of freshmen that looked like they, you know, had no real interest in sports, but maybe we could get them out to the track.
Yeah.
We had a lot of success. I remember all the kids from Terra Linda and Marin Catholic talking, you know, smack to us when we'd get in the blocks the first time. These, you know, skinny kids from Branson. And I have a couple pictures, actually, of me beating those MC kids on my desk.
There you go.
One of them was Khalil Bell. He went and played at UCLA and for the Bears eventually. And, I walked on to Cal, was not recruited. Guys get injured. I ended up running anchor leg.
Perfect. Okay, hey, tell you what, let's go to our second commercial break here. What is the chemical symbol for sodium? All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Element Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all of South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowd. We like to call him Mike McDude McDowd. Our special guest, Alex Beda, and Russell Jackman, our other co-host. What is the chemical symbol for sodium?
NaCl.
Well, that's sodium chloride. That's salt. So the first part, Na, that is correct. Very good. All right, that was that voice was from Russell. Now, Michael, you did want to give us a continuation from your teaser from before.
Yeah, just real quick, and then I just popped on something. I think Alex would be a perfect guy to talk to about this because it has something to do with Cal. I'm going to leave it alone. Don't worry, I'll talk about it.
No, you come at me. Bring on the Cal sports trivia. I got you.
Well, yeah, and I grew up a huge Cal fan, but I'm very frustrated with that program. Let's just leave it alone. But top 25 AP college basketball, I've been absolutely lambasting the West, how horrible the West basketball is. It's just like football. The teams in the West aren't representing everything. Everybody is, you know, going to the SEC or the ACC. I mean, the top team in the country right now, of course, is Auburn, Duke, Florida, Houston, Tennessee, Alabama, six. Yep. I mean, those are 1, 2, 3 SEC teams. However, here is the good news, people. Wake up. The Gaels of St. Mary's have snuck in at number 23. Above them is number 22, Arizona. And then rounding out the top 25, a team out of the West, the Fighting Mormons of BYU. Does it get any better? I think the West is back now.
Why is Arizona? You know, as I say, is it Arizona State or Arizona University?
No, the Wildcats. The Wildcats.
U of A, the Wildcats.
Okay.
I mean, you know, just glad to see some representation because, Alex, I don't, you know, you haven't been on the show, but I'm so disappointed with just the overall performance of teams out of the West, because, you know, the West Coast, and that's where we all are from, we just get absolutely hammered about a lack of respect, a lack of, you know, you guys don't play anything out there anymore. Well, that's not true. That, you know, the Pac-12 was the conference of champions, and we were one of the best football and basketball and baseball, you know, conferences and areas in the entire nation, but obviously things have shifted, and you know, I don't like it one bit. Any thoughts?
I mean, as a Cal alum that was there in 2004 with that Rodgers, Marshawn Lynch team that was 9 yards away from beating USC and going to the national championship game or the Rose Bowl at a minimum. Yeah, it's for sure frustrating. You know, I work in the industry. I'm friends with a lot of NFL agents that represent, you know, NIL talent. I do myself as well, work with a lot of NIL talent. And the frustrations of trying to get some of the top names to Cal are, you know, there's just not – the collective doesn't have the money, right? So when you hear about kids from San Francisco like Najee Harris and De La Salle guy going to Alabama or – you know, Maurice Jones-Drew going to UCLA. Even Bay Area has not really ever done a great job of keeping Bay Area talent. You know, Marshawn Lynch and Leon Poe were two Oakland guys that stayed at Cal when I was there. But a lot of the top names, I mean, when you're offering a kid at running back or a lineman or receiver or quarterback $1 million plus to come play, like Cal can't really compete with that. We just had one of the most exciting big games ever. And, you know, 98 yards to the house with my boys or whatever the line was, and he ended up going to Indiana, right? You would have thought they would have done everything they could to lock him in, and they lost him, Mendoza. It's just culturally, the fan base, there's a lot of money in the Bay Area. There's a lot of tech founders that went to Cal. They're just not interested in investing in a non-tangible, no ROI investment. Whereas when you go east in the SEC and Alabama and Texas and Texas A&M, those guys don't care about what the ROI is on winning a national championship or winning a Sugar Bowl game. They just, the pride that comes with it, and Bay Area people, I mean, I have this conversation all the time. They'd rather keep their money in NVIDIA and tech stocks, and they don't really care how Cal and Stanford do. Stanford has their own problem. They have this huge endowment, but they can't use it for sports. So it's just a sad reality. Until they put a cap on what these teams can spend and make it a little bit more fair for the smaller programs, you're going to continue to see East Coast and these core sports cities completely dominate the landscape of basketball and college football.
You know, last week, Mike, you and I were talking a little bit about the fact that you mentioned that Deion Sanders doesn't go to recruits' homes, and we're thinking, well, does he just rely on his star power? You know, I wonder if that's the same sort of thing. Alex, you see that too, where some of these guys are just, again, I guess, you know, it's like, well, you know, play football for Alabama. You know, what else is there to say? Right? I mean, how hard do these guys have to work? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, Alabama, I think, will slip. You know, Saban was obviously the glue guy there forever. I actually think, you know, Ohio State and Oregon, with the power of Nike behind them, Phil Knight saying that he's got unlimited funds to go build the greatest Oregon football team ever. Oregon now being in the Big Ten, and players and, you know, their parents not hearing the traditional, oh, well, you're not going to get any, you know, fans watching your games late night on Pac-10 under, you know, after hours. It's no longer an issue, right? Oregon's going to be playing Michigan and Ohio State and all those, you know, Big Ten schools in prime time at 9 o'clock or whatever time for the whole country to watch. So I think Oregon came up short this year, but I think they're going to really compete and build an amazing program. And again, it just comes because Phil Knight is willing to spend as much as he can to make them win. That's just going to be the future. But Alabama, yeah, I mean, you got to still go in the homes. I see, you know, I talked to a lot of players. Cultural fit is still something that they do care about. Not everybody is just taking the biggest bag. They want to make sure that their alignment, that the line coach is somebody that, you know, understands their strengths and weaknesses and that they fit in culturally on the team. And then I think, you know, it comes down to, okay, I found 5 to 6 schools that culturally I want to play at. I believe in the philosophy of the program, the coaching staff. Now how much are you going to pay me is what is what it ultimately then comes down to. So, you know, Cal could be in the mix culturally. Wilcox is a great coach. He's done a lot with, you know, not a $20 million roster like Ryan Day had. And, you know, then it just comes down to, can you see past the zeros on the offer that we give you? Unfortunately, for some of these kids, it's just that's what it comes down to, because their careers are not guaranteed that they're going to be NFL stars. Yeah. Some, you know, like Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State, top wide receiver in the country, he's pretty much guaranteed to go top 10 pick. But a lot of guys aren't. And so if they can make $1 million to launch their career in finance or sales or whatever before they get out of school, and they invest that well and they find a good financial advisor, they're set up. And that's not just 1 year. They're getting that for year one, and then they might transfer in year two, and they could be at 3 schools. Now with the ruling, they could have 7 years potentially and be playing at 24. If you're a super senior and you're making, you know, $2 million, and you have no chance of playing in the CFL or NFL or any professional football league, you've now made $4 to $5 to $6 million before you ever have to get a real job.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. AJ DeBant stuff from BYU on this list of the top 25 in basketball. He's getting $7 million next year to play at BYU. Basketball.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, you were so eloquent the way you described kind of the culture of Cal. And, you know, I grew up, My father worked at KGO Radio. I grew up my whole life going to Cal football games and supporting them, not going to the school. But I've heard all the excuses. I can go all over the place. So I'll try to stay concise. But culturally, you know, you hear, oh, there's so much to do in the Bay Area. You know, fans don't go to games, et cetera. I just, you know, as you know, it's a very – yeah, it's an incredible campus, one of the great academic institutions in this country. You're in the San Francisco Bay Area. And again, the big thing that bothers me, Alex, is the fans, oh, there's so much to do. We don't want to go to a football game. I'm out. Get over yourselves. Go support the Golden Bears, will you? And then furthermore, is there kind of a mindset at Cowboys? I just don't get it. And I actually get passionate and emotional about it, and I didn't even go to Cal. But I'll never understand why the culture hasn't changed, because there is nothing like having a winning sports program. Sure, they're great in rugby. Sure, they're great in swimming. Sure, they're great in diving. Yep. But football is king. And look what it's done. I'm going to give the prime example. Boise State. When Boise State got good in football, the enrollment just jumped. And I don't want to hear any more excuses from the powerful Cal alums who could make a difference. Cal should be one of the elite programs. And I'm just I get too emotional about this, but you get the gist of my question, right?
Absolutely. Being a college athlete is one thing that bolsters your entire college experience. My ability to walk on at Cal and be on the track team with Marshawn and Justin, and I was lucky because guys get injured and then somehow I'm running anchor leg against Maurice Green and Team USA. Like, that makes college amazing, but what makes college even more amazing is having really good basketball and really good football teams. And my group of friends that I graduated with talk about it all the time. We literally were there for the best four-year run of Cal football maybe ever. We didn't win a Rose Bowl, but we dominated Stanford in all four big games. Guys like Thomas Dekoe, amazing safety in the NFL, Jeff MacArthur, Burl Toler, who has a long legacy. His grandfather was the first black NFL referee, played on that amazing USF team in the 50s. Obviously, Aaron and Marshawn Lynch. The team was completely stacked, and those games were amazing. I was at the Coliseum in L.A. when we got to the 9-yard line. I think we were down 5 with like a minute and 20 left, and I think Aaron threw 4 incomplete passes, and we couldn't get the job done, but it was exciting. We were there. Our bodies were painted in blue and yellow. We had a number of amazing games at Cal. I mean, the year after I graduated, Tennessee came to Berkeley, and DeSean Jackson had the kick to the house, the punt return. I mean, they were electric, and we looked forward to Saturday game days. Even on the basketball side, when I came in as a freshman, Leon Poe, Ayinde Ibaka, Marquise Catley, who was a SF native, played at Reardon with John Tofi. Basketball was great and relevant, and it's just sad to see. Last year, I think they won like 5 games. I don't know what the exact record was, but I looked at one point, they were like 1-12 in conference or something horrible. Those students are missing out on a big plus up. And to your point, yes, enrollment does spike. Colorado had the highest number of applicants in school history after Deion's first year there. And, you know, it definitely helps. You would think that they would care. But it's just about, like I said earlier, it's an ROI that you can't attach a real number to. And unfortunately, the billionaires that live in the Bay Area don't support the program.
Actually, we got to go to a break here. Just really quickly, though, you'll appreciate this. So a friend of mine was an offensive lineman for Cal, and he actually played in the game where the play against oh, wow. with the band. Yeah. But the thing is, he wasn't on the field because he was offensive lineman. So he was off the field. But he was kind of like, what's going on here? All right. Here's our last trivia question here.
I was there.
you were, and Mike was there. Okay.
Yep.
What is the name of the giant silver sphere at Epcot? Epcot Center, right? In Mike's neck of the woods now. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd, Russell Jackman, our special guest, Alex Bieda. And our third trivia question, what is the name of the giant silver sphere at Epcot? Who knows the answer to that? Anyone? My
goodness. I thought it was Epcot Center. In fact, that's the last time I was in Disney World. They were, like, building Epcot Center. That's how long ago it was.
That's a long time
ago.
Yeah. What's it called? Do you know? It's called Spaceship Earth. I didn't know that.
But, wow.
Yeah.
Did not know that. I would have guessed maybe like Walt's Dream Dome.
Walt's Dream Dome.
Yeah.
It is pretty cool. I've been there. I've been there once. By the time that I went, though, it was like New Year's Eve. And they closed the park at noon because it was full. And at 10 a.m., all the fast passes were gone for all the parks. Don't go on New Year's Eve. That is not a good time. A little busy. Alex Bieda, thank you so much for joining us on Sports Econ 101. It was a pleasure having you. We got to have you back on. You got a lot of good stuff to talk about here. And
appreciate you guys having me on. Would love to be on anytime.
Absolutely.
It's an absolute pleasure being here.
Stay tuned for our thoughts for the day. You ready for this? Here we go. Someone once told me that I am so optimistic in a room full of manure, I'm the one looking for the pony. I like that one.
Right.
And I'm going to give you some free advice here, all right? Fight like you're the third monkey going up the ramp in Noah's Ark. I like that one. That's good. I guess crickets. Come on, guys. Those were pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. There's some humor.
Okay. Well, but I have to really be on point to get Russ to get.
Yeah, no, it has to be something that I haven't heard from the Henny Youngman school of,
You don't go back that far.
Thanks.
All right. Audience.
Do we want to give our NCAA tournament picks for Final Four or final matchup?
Go ahead. You got 10 seconds. Go ahead.
Auburn versus Duke. Nobody else is in their class.
Wow.
That's
okay.
The final.
All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions or more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Matt.